looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz. It's all about the buzz. Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
Is he buzzing to talk about Charlie Sheen tonight?
Actually, no.
He bought a sex doll.
I heard about that.
Tried to get two chicks to join him for some swinging.
Wow.
You talking about Kiefer?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, then I will not bogart that. That's a good story.
Yeah, it is.
Let's get to Buzz's news now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Sure is. And first, let me tell you, the Atlanta Falcons are a step closer to getting back nearly $20 million from Michael Vick. And arbitrators ruled that the team is entitled to the money because it was paid for future services. With the quarterback suspended indefinitely and his future in doubt because of the dogfighting charges, the arbitrator ruled that the money can no longer be earned.
I am really shocked by that. All feelings for Michael Vick aside, listen.
It is, I mean, for any performer, anybody that gets something up front, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, you get the money up front, even if you're Tony Soprano and you go out and you kill a family. I mean, you still get to keep the money. He should get to keep the money.
Because I'm reasonably sure that $20 million has already been pureed by them.
I'm sure it has. Now, Kiefer Sutherland, who plays Jack Bauer on 24, will spend 48 24s in jail. Kiefer's latest drunk driving charge, to which he pleaded no contest, landed him 30 days in the pokey, plus another 18 days for violating the parole from his last DUI 3 years ago.
And this would be the response to the people who say, how come Paris Hilton only goes to jail for so much time, and how come, you know, Lindsay Lohan, he's going for 48 days.
Sure,
I won't pick up that soap.
The country won't have to do without Jack Bauer, though. The show's production team takes a break in December, so it may be an orange jumpsuit Christmas for Kiefer, because that's when he'll be serving his time.
Actually, isn't the judge has to approve this, right?
Right.
Yeah, and the deadline's July, right? I heard the deadline was July.
For serving it out, but the last I heard, according to Kiefer's lawyer, he plans to serve this out during the month of December, during their part of it, at least during their break there.
Maximum sympathy in December for jailbirds.
That's right. Kiefer also has to take an 18-month alcohol education class and go to weekly alcohol therapy sessions.
I'm on my second beer.
For 6 months. Weekly therapy for 6 months. Sutherland issued a statement saying he's very disappointed in himself and his poor judgment. He's apologized to his family, friends, and coworkers. Jack Bauer, even when he's wrong, he's right.
You talk about your need to drink and drug. The only reason you never committed suicide was that you were afraid, you realized you wouldn't get to drink if you were dead.
You know, I've always wanted to teach, and I think that would be a good start. You know, I've always thought about that. I've always admired my high school teachers, my college professors, and I really would. How long is that alcohol education course?
6 months.
I'd do that standing on my head.
Sure.
Imagine if I had Kiefer in my class.
That'd be cool.
Really? I could just, you bring the bottles in, you teach this is tequila, this is made in Mexico. You know, it'd be wonderful.
Sure.
I'd really be good at it.
What's the rule with wine and mixed drinks?
Wine after beer, have no fear. Beer after wine, feel just fine. It's a double positive in the Mike O'Mara class.
That's why you're a great professor, Mike.
Of course. You know, that old urban legend about one after the other will cause you stomach distress?
Yeah, yeah.
Poppycock.
But is there anybody in show business nicer than George Clooney? As you may have heard, nearly 40 hospital workers in New Jersey are being suspended.
So good.
Suspended for leaking information to the news media about Clooney's recent motorcycle mishap.
Clooney?
27 of them were suspended without pay. Clooney doesn't want any part of that. He's asking the hospital not to suspend these doctors and nurses, even though they allegedly violated federal law by releasing his medical info.
Is there any move that man makes that is just not the absolute perfect move?
That's what I'm saying.
He's the cat's pajamas.
I tell you what. Hello, boy. Hi, Clooney.
George Clooney, boy.
Clooney says he's all for patient privacy. He just doesn't think any medical worker should be suspended. Even with a broken rib, men want to be like him and women want to be with him.
And so far, it hasn't caused him any damage, the release of the medical records, because it hasn't gotten out about the
herpes.
Herpes. Herpes
thinks he's got herpes.
It's impossible. He does not.
No, he doesn't.
I think he's immune to it, don't you?
I think he's smart that way.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to cat around like Kid Rock.
Herpes has George Clooney.
I'll tell you something, though. He doesn't wear a rubber. You know why? He's
no.
George.
He's George Clooney. Clooney doesn't have to. It's not necessary.
He says, well, I can't tell you what he says.
We got the idea, though.
But I had a beautiful scenario outlined
I'm
in which
sure.
George ends. Uh-huh. But never mind.
That's your fantasy.
Never mind.
Leave it to the Germans.
It's kind of the Catholic method.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We get you.
Yeah, but I think I know where you're going with that. I think I actually can read your mind. It's kind of the Catholic method, and the girl gets to go home with a souvenir.
That's right, Mike.
That's right. Good. After it's lost its potency. So she can't misuse it.
That's right.
Now you wait. Give that just a few seconds. I don't know if we're going to get in trouble here.
No, we're not going to.
Just give that a few seconds
you
to dry.
Let that dry. Let me just take a little brush to that.
There you go. This is lacquer.
You get to stay with me until this looks like dandruff.
Not like you're going to add water. Leave it to the Germans, though, to destroy Tom Cruise's new film about a
what
Nazi.
What makes a Nazi?
Nazi
turned how does
hero.
He get that way?
Now, a key scene in the movie, I've forgotten how to pronounce this again, Valkyrie. Valkyrie, thank you. Valkyrie is the name of the movie. Now, yeah. A key scene from that movie will have to be reshot after it was ruined by a German film lab. Cruise plays a Nazi with a conscience who tries to assassinate Adolf Hitler. The film has been the center of intense controversy in Germany. Main reason, most Germans hate Scientologists. It took months of negotiations just to get the movie filmed there. We don't use the word shot in this case. The film got more unfavorable attention in the German media when a number of German extras fell off a truck during the filming of another scene.
I believe that the movie is Snakebit.
Who plays the good guy?
It's hard to tell.
I've only seen one picture of him with that eye patch.
The Nazi uniform.
And he looks like a little boy playing dress up.
I agreed.
The Nazi uniforms, they should fit better than that. They always did.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
The people who write our TV shows, including the so-called reality shows, are talking ever more seriously about going on strike. The seventh round of talks since July started yesterday.
God, I hope the people that write Caveman don't go on strike.
God.
What will we
man,
do?
And like an idiot, I gave it another 10 minutes last night.
I gave it exactly 2 minutes. All I saw was him stand, one of the cavemen, standing in an office going through some guy's desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like, hello, where's the funny?
It's mm-hmm. horrible. It's beyond. They have assumed that just wearing those silly caveman masks mm-hmm. is going to make the show.
And maybe you're with me on this. The caveman makeup is not as good as the caveman makeup in the Geico commercials.
No, it's much phonier. I mean, to
yeah,
say that,
I mean,
but
mean.
Really,
yeah,
the Geico commercials, something. You know, the first time you see that, hey, that's a caveman.
Mm-hmm. Is there a laugh track on it?
I don't know.
Didn't even notice.
I really didn't notice.
I have it TiVo'd at home, so I'm going to take a look at it tonight. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Here's the joke. Oh, they're smart. They're cavemen and they're smart.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
They make them smart.
Who thinks of this stuff? Right. Oh, the writers do.
It's terrific.
Both sides are pessimistic in these talks. The last negotiating session lasted just 45 minutes with no progress. The issue is the formula that's been used for decades to determine how much a writer gets paid for when his stuff turns up in reruns or on DVDs, and now also the internet. The writers want some of that iTunes money. Their bosses want to wait and see how much it brings in first. The strike would begin November 1st, but with so many scripts already backlogged, the question is, will anybody notice? United Auto Workers also went on strike today against Chrysler.
That, to me, would be a little bit more significant than the writer's strike.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. We're talking about TV here.
I don't know, Mike.
It's pretty serious.
You don't sit down and look at your car for 4 hours every night.
That's right.
Yeah, once again, I've been proven wrong.
What were you thinking?
Actually, Mike does.
Where the hell was I? Yeah.
suddenly, last week, the mayor of Atlantic City, New Jersey, went missing. Suddenly, people noticed they hadn't seen or heard from him for a while.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Even his closest advisors didn't know where he was.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
All they knew was that he'd called in sick. The head of the city council even took steps to declare the mayor had abandoned his post, turning the job over to himself.
Is this the guy that lied about his war record?
Yes, same guy. As
okay,
a matter
all
of fact.
Right. Okay.
Well, all of this talk about where's the mayor finally brought him out of the woodwork. The talk about replacing him. Turns out he's been in rehab and mental health therapy.
Robert, have you seen the mayor? Have you seen the mayor of Atlantic City?
He spent a week in rehab and the better part of a second week convalescing at home. One more thing about Robert Levy. He's the fourth mayor out of the last eight in Atlantic City who's been investigated for corruption.
He's okay. Robert Levy. Send him some pureed vegetables.
What I heard about the guy was the thing that got him into the trouble
in
was
the first place, right?
That he is a war vet, maybe even with like two tours of duty in Vietnam,
right.
But one of those guys that had to go the extra mile and said he was a Green Beret, and somebody from the Atlantic City, you know, Times or whatever it is,
right,
decided to call the Green Beret. Say, hey, our mayor keeps saying he was a Green Beret.
Oh,
say,
yeah.
No. And once that was found out, the guy just left town.
He went off the deep end.
He did admit first that he had lied about his war record, and then he disappeared.
Well, forget about it.
Coming up next, it's not a porcelain bus. It's a college bus.
All right, Buzz.
Ooh. I don't know what that story is going to be about.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we found the mayor. We found the mayor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where's my pureed broccoli, Jessica Seinfeld?
What's the thing that Carm said? My handsome man. There's my handsome man.
God so forgive you.
You don't even miss The Sopranos anymore, do
no,
you?
You don't have to.
God forgive you for lying about your war record.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.